Yeah, we know we're in a weird situation in life where, you know, times 2020's been odd, but there's something we've got to cancel.
Yeah, and I don't love a cancel, as you know. I don't love a cancel unless it's deeply warranted.
But the term Karen has to go.
Yeah, that's it.
It's got to go.
Thank you, mate.
Now, every time a woman does something silly on social media involving almost anything, they get called a Karen.
Yeah. And the problem, it's also too broad, too.
Yeah, we don't know what it means. Here's the latest one, a woman at a post office, apparently. Is that right?
I do not need a mask. If you could stamp that, that would be wonderful. I suggest you update yourself on what the Department of Human Services have put on with regards to masks and who needs to wear them and who also has the authorization to actually ask for that evidence, because it's not you.
All right, so she filmed that and she post that herself?
Yeah.
Now she's no longer working for the company she was working for. Is that right? Or is that that's her?
They've identified her, the company, and they said she's no longer part of the team. So I hope it was worth it. And also, it's the tone too. Now, you should update yourself on that. Like, carry it around with you. If you want us to know about the Human Rights Charter, then carry it around with you.
No. We don't want to do that, do we? Well,
of course we don't. But I'm saying if this is where we've gotten to.
I know that. But let's not have this argument. Everyone's had this argument.
All right. You're right. I just got sucked
into
it.
You got sucked into it.
Damn it.
It's what we don't want to do.
Pull me out of it. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Well, there's another one. The other one from Bunnings. All right.
I actually don't need a medical certificate if you refer to the same woman.
She was famous the other day.
Same woman.
So the media is just hanging out for these people to send them videos, put them on the news. Everyone puts it on their social media. Yeah. And we just go, Karen, 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 Karen. And it's tedious.
It is tedium.
It started.
It's tedium writ large.
Well, yeah, I put a tweet out.
I know. I love that what you did this. I love that you, because you've got to remember that Twitter Hughes is not like Radio Hughes. Twitter Hughes argues with politicians. Twitter Hughes is quite feisty. So Twitter Hughes says, stop calling idiots Karen, please. It's idiotic, and don't call me Karen for requesting this. Really good stuff. Andrew Bogut, never far away, says, waiting for an OK Boomer. You. It was first reply.
It was, actually.
Also, we got it. That's enough from OK Boomer,
that's
too. That is the laziest.
Gutful.
That is the laziest. And
a gut full of OK Boomer.
So have I. It's lazy and pointless. Interesting.
No, we won't go down that track. But you know what? The Karen's really kicked off. I mean, it's obviously been going for quite a while. But the woman who was walking around the Botanical Gardens of Melbourne, and she ended up on the news. She said this.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
Now the key point there being, if you know that that's a very wealthy suburb.
Posh suburb.
Yeah, posh suburb. Prue and True from there, I believe.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know where they're... Yeah, they probably are.
I think so.
Kath and Kim.
Yeah.
But, anyway, so she actually front-footed it, that woman, though.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's funnier than the people trying to do memes on social media. She's winning that by far.
Yeah, and you know what?
And it is annoying to have... She's... Like, if the suburb is posh, but she does make a fair point about... Everyone's going crazy about the smallness of their world at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. So she's actually got her own social media account.
Here we go.
It's called the Real Karen from Brighton.
Bit of fun.
With three eyes in the Brighton, so it's Brighton.
Yeah, so she's making fun of her own thing. Are we sure it's her, not a prankster?
Well, we believe that is her. Sash, that is definitely her, yeah?
Yes, it is, and I think her son set it up for her.
Well, he's good fun too.
Yeah, and I've actually DM'd her. I slid into her DMs.
Well, I'm surprised by that because she's out of your demo, not your normal DM demo.
No, I've actually said, hey, love your attitude. Can you come on the radio and talk to us? And she has just replied.
Oh, my God.
And there we go.
Give me something, Jack. That'll burst.
Hi, you read it out. And I mean, I haven't read it yet. So can you do her voice? Can you do a voice? Yeah, all right. So here we go.
Okay, here we go.
There might be a charity component. I've just skimmed it, but yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Hi, Hughesy. Big fan. Sorry, but I don't want to be doing any media appearances. The one on Nine News went badly enough. If in future I do decide to do something, it will be in the aid of the Legacy Appeal. The ADF have come to the aid of Victoria. It's the least I can do to give something back to them. Salutations, Karen from Brighton. Kiss, kiss.
She's the best.